Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Free Seed Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free Seed God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, George Soros pours $80 million into the censorship of Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if he dies already because he's trained his simp of a son to continue his legacy of censorship and trying to destroy America and humanity. He turns 94 in only a few months, and probably wants to take everyone with him to the next life. If you're wondering who's pulling the puppet strings in America, then this should illustrate it perfectly. Moving on, this drunken dental receptionist groped a 13-year-old and told him, "I'm gonna ride you until the morning," and she was spared jail. Not even taking your boys to the dentist is safe these days. Imagine if grown men went around groping 13-year-old girls, and then the men were caught and not punished. Imagine the outrage that would cause. But for men, nothing. But when a female pedo assaults a male, no one bats an eyelash and just looks the other way. Number 3, this woman says that 65% of women cheat, but that 85% of the time it's men's fault. That women get lonely while in relationships, so they lean on other males for support, and then accidentally have sex with them. Yes, women slipping on banana peels and falling on schwing-schwangs for 100,000 years straight. Maybe that's where that Britney Spears song, "Oops, I Did It Again," comes from. Of course, it's never women's fault. Well, according to her, only 15% of women's fault. Up next, I hope you guys are ready for another awful show, because the writer for the Black Assassin's Creed game is actually an obese white woman with pronouns. Of course, this Assassin's cow will blame the game's failure on fat phobia and misogyny. Women are ruining male culture for a paycheck and trying to destroy male entertainment so the men have to pay attention to them again, instead of playing video games. At least in this case, she knows something about black men. How refreshing. This is what happens when Chad gets a BJ and ghosts. The woman takes it out on the soy society. Number 5 is a woman considering divorce because she's bald and wears wigs. Her husband doesn't want to see her without the wigs on because it's repulsive to him. Her hair is thinning, so she shaved it. Looks like her testosterone levels were too high, maybe. Are we sure that's not a trans woman? Her husband tells her that if she leaves, no man on earth will ever actually want to be with her. But it's not so bad because obviously this man has never watched Star Trek the motion picture before. But seriously, I see no issues here. Just put a plunger on that head. Moving on, if you're going to make a monument to George Floyd, then you need to make it accurate. The left's martyr hero kidnapped this lady and pointed a boomstick at her belly and asked her if she wanted her baby to die or live. Her name is Aracela Hernandez. I'm really surprised he didn't ask her to call it if the child lives or dies in a coin toss. I'm getting some serious Anton Sugar vibes from George Floyd. Number 7, a woman fondled her fish-flavored taco in front of her roommate, and then he choked his chicken, but he never touched her. She goes on to say that I guess we enjoyed being like that, but no we didn't. You wanted him to touch you, but he never did. You didn't enjoy the fact that he didn't do more with you. You probably agreed to be his roommate hoping for more. Women always have ulterior motives. People say this is absolute fiction. I say she sent a Venus flytrap for a man, and he didn't fall for it, and this is her cope for being rejected. Up next, when did this start being attractive? Somewhere when 50% of women were obese, maybe about 10 to 15 years ago. If you ever wanted to feed a hungry bear up in Alaska, then you take her hiking there with you. In the past, the only way this would have been considered attractive is if you were wearing bear goggles. Sorry, I mean beer goggles. Today, this is attractive because hoflation has gotten absolutely out of control. Number 9, in 2019, this man was struck by lightning and miraculously survived. The villagers then treated his wounds with cow poop instead of taking him to the hospital, and he subsequently suffocated. It doesn't look like cow shit, I'm an expert, and it looks more like bullshit. In India, cows are sacred and sometimes people eat their doo-doo too. Moving on, the left would have you believe that Juliet, being played by this woman being black and criticized, is racism. The reason guys are up in arms is because she looks like the Predator, and not her skin color. The casting directors knew that this would get people angry. They've run out of franchises to wreck, so now they're working on Shakespeare. If they had cast a 350-pound white woman for this role, the outrage would have been the same. This is just meant to demoralize men, so that's why we end up watching older content. Number 11, this guy says that the average woman is 5'4". The woman he's with says she's 5'6". Remember, gentlemen, that when you generalize about women, they take it personally. Either that or they take everything you say as an excuse to argue with you. If he really wanted to piss her off, he should have said that the average woman looks like Lizzo and weighs 220 pounds. She would take that to mean that she's fat without him saying it directly to her. Up next, when women say, "Don't worry about my past," here's what her past looks like. Women are so dysfunctional these days because a little piece of their soul leaves every time they get together with a new man. When a man asks a woman what her body count is, what he's really asking her is, how much of your soul do you still have remaining? This one looks run through, but there's still plenty of simps out there that don't understand this and will take her. Number 13, Joy Reid sure doesn't like Donald Trump, but she sure likes his hair. Looks like Trump lives rent-free in Joy Reid's hair. She needs to stop because isn't this cultural appropriation? People like her say that white people can't have dreads, but they can still have the same hairstyle as President Trump. Here's how it started and here's how it is now. Moving on, looks like Jenny from the Block and Affleck might be heading for a divorce court, but I doubt it. I just think that she enjoys the drama and attention too much. Everyone criticizes him for being with her, but she's worth 3 times more than he is. So he's definitely not a stupid man for dating a woman with more money than him. He always looks miserable around her, but the sex is probably great and he loves her, so he stays. Gobble gobble. Plus, she looks like she doesn't age very much. Number 15, the Bumble founder says that AI could start going on dates for you. Wouldn't it be great if your AI could actually listen and have conversations with your real girlfriend over the phone, without her even realizing it? Then the AI could give you the Coles Note version in a sentence or two, so you know what she said and if there's something important there. Up next, we have King Charles revealing his new painting. And if George Washington was around today, he'd probably get Ben Franklin to get the muskets, because he probably thinks that the UK will now be reorganized into the world's first galactic empire. I'm sure we all wonder what the real symbolism is behind this artwork. Number 17, we have yet another woman that had an accidental affair with her best friend's husband, and now her friend won't speak to her. She was probably hoping that her former friend and her would compare notes or something. Taking accountability is too difficult, so saying that it was an accident makes them feel better about themselves. Here's another woman that slipped on a banana peel and fell into a man's lap. Moving on is the difference between Sports Illustrated in the 90s versus Sports Illustrated today. Once again, women are trying to demoralize and humiliate men by destroying the things that we enjoy. Whales are known to beach themselves when they're in distress. When you see one do that, you should do whatever you can to help it get back in the ocean. Either that or this woman has eggs underneath her the size of ostrich eggs. It's like today's version ate the 90s version. Number 19, 76% of women surveyed say they prefer men who own iPhones, saying they look sexier. They find such men more attractive because they have more money to burn on overpriced gadgets. Then again, maybe Apple owns Tech Times and has basically paid to have this article created, so the more simps will run out and buy iPhones thinking that they'll get some action because of it. If she's going to reject you because you use an old Android phone, then that's a gold digger red flag. Up next, men always laugh at women when they think that pouring vegetable oil into a car motor is a good idea. But the joke's on men, because vegetable oil isn't even supposed to be consumed by humans. It was never meant for human consumption, but was invented as an industrial lubricant. It has the same viscosity as some types of motor oil. Number 21, some illegal border crossers in Canada get $224 in food and accommodation per day. That's more money than most legal Canadians make every day at their jobs. I guess here comes more inflation. That's a $37 an hour job just for applying for the POGI. Canadians are sick and tired of this, and when wanting to be an illegal immigrant is the dream of citizens, your country is dying. Moving on, Miley Cyrus admits she lied to ex Liam Hemsworth for nearly 10 years about her virginity. He's a moron if he believed her. Bill Clinton is probably the one that took her V-card. What do you expect from the brother of Thor? And a guy who thought that being an Independence Day Part 2 was a good idea. Number 23, well, well, well. A 1991 study says that the root cause of transgenderism in kids is mothers. Most trans women come from families where the mothers have mental health issues. Maybe Jordan Peterson was right about the devouring mother. Let's also not forget that Fruit Loop teachers are also a cause of this too. I like how this is literally the plot of the movie Psycho. What did Alfred Hitchcock know that we don't? Up next, forget about the priest groping the altar boys. Now you have to worry about female church volunteers as well. The number of female pedos has been rising exponentially recently. Yet women are the ones claiming that men are more dangerous than bears. And now they're being outed as being bigger and more prolific predators than males. Number 25 in the last one, Rich Cooper says that a woman that won't take your name in a marriage will gladly take your house in a divorce. And if not the whole house, then maybe half of it. And half your pension too. Don't forget the kids and your self-worth as well. Many women around here don't take the man's last name, they just hyphenate it with their own. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.